He was not standing so much as being held up. The cast over his broken leg was grey and rotten. The High Septon himself stood behind him, a squat man, grey with age and ponderously fat, wearing long white robes and an immense crown of spun gold and crystal that wreathed his head with rainbows whenever he moved. Clustered around the doors of the sept, in front of the raised marble pulpit, were a knot of knights and high lords. Joffrey was prominent among them, his raiment all crimson, silk and satin, patterned with prancing stags and roaring lions, a gold crown on his head. His queen mother stood beside him, in a black mourning gown slashed with crimson, a veil of black diamonds in her hair. Arya recognized the hound, wearing a snowy white cloak over his dark grey armour, with four of the king's guard around him. She saw Varys, the eunuch, gliding among the lords in soft slippers and a patterned damask robe, and she thought the short man with a silvery cape and pointed beard might be the one who had once fought a duel for Mother. And there, in the midst, was Sansa, dressed in sky-blue silk, with her long auburn hair washed and curled, and silver bracelets on her wrist.